525 Joseph and Pamela Romeo, northeast of Road 298, north of William Drive, being Lot 62, Section 3, within William Ritter Manor Development, a variance from front yard setback requirement.
It's Paula Romeo. By Pamela.
Name and address.
Paula Romeo, 40 Lower Valley Lane, Newark, Delaware.
Joe Romeo, 40 Lower Valley Lane, Newark, Delaware.
Do you swear testimony about to give true correct best knowledge?
Yes, ma'am.
I do. That's you. That's you?
Yeah. We, the property is located at 129 William Drive, William Ritter Manor. It borders on roads, William Drive and the community, and Route 299, which is now called Bay Farm Road. So it's a corner lot. And we're applying for variance for a front room, which will be our computer room, and a second bedroom for when grandchildren come over. And we had the house surveyed originally. The lot was purchased in 1988. And in 1994, we had a Nanticoke, a little Nanticoke ranch put on the property. And we had, Nanticoke had a survey done in 1994. By, well, I have to tell who it surveyed by. We wanted the house to be located 42 feet back from the front property line. And as you're standing in front of the house, and 12 foot from the left property line. And so the house was located, and we moved in. So we wanted to put that new room on the front now. And we had put a garage in the back, and so I figured I would start out with a survey again before I start doing anything. And I got the got the same surveyor. And when he gave me the survey, it shows on there concrete and rebar. Well, when he did his original survey, he asked me to drive pipes. He drove pipes. I went out and got a coffee can and cut the top and the bottom out of it and stuck it over the pipe, poured concrete in it, and then I dropped the rebar in the pipe so I could see where it was. So I called the.
That's the original survey.
So I called the surveyor up, and I asked him, you know, that rebar stuff is the old thing before. And he told me that the survey, that is the new locations are the correct locations, not the old locations. So my wife took the paperwork and went and applied for a variance. So as you're standing in front of the property, to the left pipe, it's back 1.9 feet. And to the right pipe, it's back 2 feet from where we thought it was and where Nanticoke located it, back 42 feet from the property line, allowing us to put a 12-foot by 21-foot, 6 room on the front of it. And I guess that's the story. Right, did I miss anything?
We were told that Nanticoke did not put the house on correctly. There was a, we wanted a 12-foot additional space. We wanted the house 42 foot back, so it would give us that 12. And apparently it missed it by 2 feet, so we're asking for a 2-foot variance.
Okay.
Perhaps we could extradite Mr. Mervine.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
This is a utility-only variance. It doesn't affect any of our neighbors on either side.
No. Mr. Ensign?
This was the same surveyor that did the first?
Yeah.
Did he offer any explanation?
He told me that when it.
Nanticoke did it wrong.
No, that's not what he told me. He told, the surveyor told me that there was a mis, some, when the properties were all initially laid out, there was deviation. I asked him if he could, actually, before I paid him, I asked him if he could go back to the engineer, and if the engineer would revert back to the old locations. I mean, it was surveyed that way once, and he told me that he couldn't do that. The engineer would not sign off on it. So.
First survey was after the Nanticoke was...
Coastal. Is that what you're asking? Pardon me?
The first survey, was it after the home was put up?
No. It was before.
It was done on 10/11/94, and we put the house on in November of 94. And they told me the initial survey was not a technical survey, it was a plot plan.
In other words, dimensions weren't put on it, but it scales 42 feet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Mills? Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in objection to this application? Here we have two. Do you want to sit down right up front? Please come forward and be sworn in. Okay.
Here. I have a letter. My name is Donald M. Ray, Sr., 34 Woodland Road, Woodland Estates.
Charles Scott, 4 Woodland Road, Woodland Estates.
Do you swear testimony you're about to give to your professional knowledge?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm president of the Woodland Estates Property Owners Association.
State your objection, sir.
Our objection is the fact that the survey that has just been recently taken shows that his property lines end up on our property in the back of our development. We have a line, straight line, that runs 22 lots down the back of the development. It's a straight line, common line to all the lots. We've had 6 to 8 homes sold in that development, and nobody's had a question to the legality of where those lines are. And everything has gone well. So now I come out and I went up and was talking to him, and he told me that there was our property lines new because his lot comes back on our property, and he showed me where Coast had put the pin. So today I got my three directors and brought them up there and showed them what was going on. And they recommended we get a lawyer. So I did. So I called the lawyer today, and he's gotten our plot plan, which I have maps here right now, and he has got a hold of Coast and found out that the survey is in error, and they are going to resurvey it again, his lot. They're not questioning our line. Our surveyor was Mann, and Pete Oakey had the development started. And the line's been there since 1987, never had any problems with it before. Now all of a sudden his property ends up on our property. So there's something wrong with Coast's survey. It needs to be, which they're going to do, I understand, because they found two other pipes. And according to our lawyer today, they're going to come back out and resurvey it again. They already did it just last Friday, and apparently they don't have concrete lines where it is on his lot. So we're opposing this until they get this straightened away.
Okay.
Also, we're opposing...
Excuse me, just a second. Whatever the dispute between where the boundary lines are located, this board doesn't have anything to do with that. We can't sort out boundary disputes, and that's not what this board does. They've requested a 2-foot variance to build an addition. They want to be 2 feet closer to William Drive than what they would ordinarily be able to build. So that's the issue we really want to address.
And they, too, in their original survey, thought that they'd built their house far enough back so they could add this 12-foot addition. So, you know, I'm sure they're equally as surprised that they need a variance where they had planned to meet the setback requirements.
Original.
So the only question here is, are you opposed to the actual variance?
Yes, because his building's going to be extensive. He's building out the back. He's already built a three-car garage, and we're concerned about the runoff from his property because he's going to build a great room between the back of his house to the garage and a front two rooms in the front.
No, what he's requesting...
I know what he's requesting right now, but
obviously you don't, because you just told us something that he didn't request.
He didn't request.
Oh, I know that right now he hadn't requested it.
But we're concerned just what he's requesting tonight, what he's going to do in the future. We're not to that point yet. Let's, the application he's requesting. Let Mr. Mills finish again then.
Sure.
He's only requesting a 12x21.6 addition. That if the survey was correct when the house was originally built, he wouldn't need a variance. But the new survey is created a dilemma for him as well.
I know it's created a dilemma for us also. But if
I assume that when you say the back, you're talking about the question of the property line is this one.
Yes.
Okay. We're talking about the effects on this property line.
Yes.
That's all we can deal with now.
And so why is it?
His survey is off.
And then when it's
another foot and a half or whatever he's saying onto my, that affects me then because I'm a diagonal property.
But this is...
And it affects 22 other people on the same side of the street that I'm on.
Okay.
It opens a whole can of worms the whole way down through Ritter Manor.
So you feel a two-foot variance on the side here, which is actually, because it's a corner lot, I guess it's considered a front.
So, but if he finds... You're going by surveys to take and give a variance.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the survey and what's the variance going to be? Is it going to be to take and put 12 foot on a 40 foot or whatever the setback is? Or does that actually move, if you went a foot and a half back of me, does that make his property a foot and a half more shorter on the front?
The point is, if he waits to get the survey corrected from Coast, he might not need a variance. That's the point, because something is definitely messed up. And a line that stood from 1987 till now without corrections, and now all of a sudden he's a foot on our property, we're going to end up charging membership dues.
Better talk to your lawyer again about that one. I think the problem they have with their survey isn't so much the lot size, the location of the placement of their dwellings is different on each lot. The lot's the same on both of their surveys. I mean, they're not, whatever the boundary dispute is not something the Board of Adjustment deals with. There are other arenas for that, but
not the same.
This is strictly to take into account a 12x21 foot addition that would not have been necessary on his first survey, but apparently is on the second one. None of the lot lines changed on his survey. Put the house in a different place on it.
If he was only wanting to put on a 10x21.6 addition, would you be opposed to that?
Well, we're opposed as it is right now because the survey is not correct.
But if he was planning to put a 10x21.6 addition, would you be opposed to that?
Yes, because that's
all I need to know.
Okay.
My objection is, where does this all get straightened out if it doesn't get straightened out here?
The Court of Chancery.
Court of Chancery.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Okay. Sorry, I got a question. This is the line you're questioning right here.
Sorry.
No, actually, the line they're questioning, we are questioning, is the one on the back of his lot that backs up to our development. It's a common line for 22 lots.
The Woodland side.
Yes, sir.
But he's asking for the opposite side.
Yes.
Plus.
Irregardless, his lot has stayed the same size, whatever it was. If it was 200 deep, or it was 100 wide, it stayed 200 deep and 100 wide. But the question is, did it move back a foot, foot and a half from the front where he's taking and trying to get the variance, or did it take and go back and he has the foot and a half on the front of his house between more where he doesn't need the variance? That's the question. Where does this foot and a half come into play?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. You give me chance for rebuttal.
Sorry?
Give you a chance for the rebuttal.
There's no rebuttal. I have nothing to rebuttal what they said. Okay. Obviously, I knew that there was a question of the survey, and my wife brought the paperwork in, and whatever was requested, they wanted me to apply for a variance, and it's what we did. We complied by whatever rules we were told to do. So that's what we did. But I certainly wish that you could help these gentlemen to resolve this issue, because it's caused tension, threats of legality. I mean, so
try to explain the folks in the back that the new pin does run straight across the back, but our lots aren't straight, and it doesn't run perpendicular to the road, Bay Farm Road.
Neither here.
So that's what seems like it's not correct, I guess. So.
We're done.
Thank you.
Okay, hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 9525 under advisement.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 9525 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give you the voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. So the case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning to see if a decision was made. You're welcome. Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Case number.